Hello, this is Superintendent Bill Ruane with a recap of the St. Mary City School Board of Education meeting for Wednesday, June 5th, 2024, 6:30 p.m. in the high school auditorium. The board meeting started with a presentation from Allison Brady. She gave a presentation of the Heritage Trails Park District to discuss plans for the future of the E.J. Mockenball Nature Preserve, which is a new land holding for the Heritage Trails Park District. They were seeking community input, and she presented about the location and possibilities of the new park. It would be located less than a quarter mile from the middle school, high school, and a lot of different things were discussed and ideas passed along. After that, the board passed several items related to personnel, with one of the major being the approval of the new boys basketball head coach in Jordan Blackburn. Jordan comes to St. Mary's as a veteran coach of 16 years at Delaware Hayes High School, and also having some collegiate experience coaching women's basketball as an assistant at Ohio Wesleyan University. At Delaware Hayes High School, he compiled a record of 142-88 for a .617 win percentage, and setting a career high and winning percentage for that school. Under Blackburn, the Pacers reached double figures in victories in every season. They won an Ohio Capital Conference Championship and made two appearances in the district tournament, including a spot in the district finals in 2015. He was named OCC District and County Coach of the Year five times. In 2015, he was selected to coach Team Ohio in the annual Ohio-Kentucky All-Star Game. And in 2017, he was chosen to coach Team Ohio in the Adidas National Championships. Blackburn began his coaching career as an assistant coach at Reynoldsburg. He is a 2003 graduate of Ohio University. He began his collegiate career at Ohio Wesleyan, where he lettered twice for the Battling Bishop men's basketball team. He continued his education and master's degree in psychology and leadership development from Walden University. Jordan and his wife have three children. He is a native of Reynoldsburg. So the Rough Rider community welcomes Jordan to the Rough Rider coaching staff. He will also be teaching opportunity and alternative school for St. Mary City Schools in the 24-25 school year. The board then passed appropriations, which is an annual thing that they approve. They approved the school fees for the high school, middle school, intermediate school, and primary school for the 24-25 school year. Most of those fees are going to remain very similar to they were in the 23-24 school year. The board then approved making a contribution to the city for the softball diamond improvements at Casey Geiger Park. This was a joint effort between the city, the Rider-Rooters, the softball parents, and the school district. Wanted to thank the city for their commitment and their dedication to upgrading the facilities at Casey Geiger Park, especially for the girls softball diamond. If you've been out there, it's really looking good, and big improvements have been made on it, and it should be ready to go for the next season. The board passed a resolution to approve $9,425,000 from the fund 004 to the city of St. Mary's to help out with the fencing and to benefit the district and the city of St. Mary's. The board then approved a NOVA agreement between NOVA and St. Mary City Schools for online services, approved the OPSI contract, which is the bus driver's contract, reached an agreement and approved the contract for the 24-25, 25-26, and 26-27 years. Also approved updated salary schedules for the administrative staff, the school psychologist, and miscellaneous personnel, as well as classified secretarial salary schedules for the 24-25, 25-26, and 26-27 school year. They then approved donations of $500 from the St. Mary's Foundry to the FFA Heal the Heroes Project. Also approved a donation of $1,000 from St. Mary's Rotary to the MHS Memorial Games. They approved the Auglaize County ESC inter-district contract for the 24-25 school year. Approved an MOU for College Credit Plus between St. Mary's City Schools and Wright State University for the 24-25 school year. Approved an agreement with ACE Academy for some online services and curriculum for the 24-25 school year. and approve the EPC bus purchasing resolution to be in the EPC cooperative school bus purchasing program, which then would allow us to get competitive bidding and low bids for a new school bus, which this board would act on at a later date. This just gets us in the pool to be considered for those bids. Then they heard information and discussions from the different committee reports. Superintendent Bill Ruane also reported that the school lunch program was, summer school lunch program was underway, had over 900 people show up to participate in the first day of the school lunch program. That is going to be throughout the summer on Tuesdays, and those will be picked up at West School from 11:30 to 12:30. So anyone interested can, any student under the age of 18 can come and pick up a lunch, and has five lunches and five breakfasts, and it's every Tuesday throughout the summer and the months of June and July. Again, the change of location was from East School to West School this school year. Also thanked the staff and administrative and the school board for another successful school year in the 23-24 with the ending of it and with the graduation ceremonies and everybody's efforts for a successful year of school. Finally, the board went into executive session to discuss employment and to consider purchase of property for public purchase. And when they came out, no action was acted on and the meeting was adjourned. Thank you very much.